An unofficial official car drives up to the private hospital without fuss or fanfare, just the silent, smug hum of class. A man, elder but not elderly, gets out and walks in without asking directions or looking back to the car. It will be there when he is done. It always was. He walks into the private room without announcement and ignores the occupant in the bed, heading for the bedside cabinet and emptying the contents with a calmness of long practice. There is nothing of interest in the cabinet, bar a letter. The stranger opens the letter, ignoring the man in the bed. And it is with this letter we conclude our Natural History of Trolls. Dear Robert, I shouldn't really write this. The powers that be would be most upset. They don't know my real name, so it can't do any real harm, and I'm probably on the way out in the next few hours anyway, having been rushed to hospital with cardiac problems the other day. I think it would be an exaggeration to say I'm dying of a broken heart, but it had been a bloody awful day, and the stress got me in the end. I just finished locking up the vault and the car being in dock, a difficulty catching a train. What with everything, I collapsed on a Northern Line train via Bank. Buggered up rush hour, apparently. Vicky died a week before I closed up shop. She seemed to lose herself piece by piece at the end, all the memories and the human parts drifted away. On the last day, she was little more than a shadow, quite like the thing under the river. Then she simply faded away. I'll be gone soon, and as no one knows who I am, I imagine the Crown will quietly bury me without any fanfare. I've given most my adult life to this job and come away with surprisingly few possessions, and nothing to give you to remember us by, even if I could. In the end, even this paper was lent me by Nurse. Not that I'll be giving it back. They've left the television on all the time I've been here. I quite like wildlife documentaries. I'm watching a great swarm of penguins on the Antarctic ice face, and I'm sure one of them is orange. It was just a moment. I'd like to think it was. I'm very tired now, and the lights will be going out soon. Sorry about the nose. Yours, the angry young man. P.S. I baked Vicky into a fairy cake before I closed the vault. I was taking it home with me when I collapsed. I just found it in my bedside cabinet. They hadn't taken it from a bag. It tastes of love. It tastes of loss. The unofficial official looks down at the body in the bed, puts the letter into his pocket, and leaves the angry young man, not looking back.